Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're looking at this new fund. It's called the Falco Protection Fund.
Okay.
And we've got their investor pitch deck here.
Yeah.
And
Interesting.
It's pretty fascinating. Not your typical Wall Street, you
Oh.
know, investment strategy.
Mm-mm.
They're actually looking to make money by investing in companies that are tackling some of the biggest challenges facing the world.
Yeah, it seems like this focus on protection and resilience is really gaining traction, especially given the current kind of global landscape.
Yeah,
You
definitely.
know, all these economic, geopolitical, technological risks.
Yeah, it feels like risks are coming at us from all directions these days.
Exactly.
So it makes sense that investors are looking for ways to protect their assets and maybe even, you know, the world around them, right?
Yeah, I think that's a really key point.
But before we go too far down that road, maybe we should take a step back and kind of unpack what exactly this Falco Protection Fund is all about.
Sure. Yeah. So at its core, it's a buyout fund. They're aiming to raise a pretty substantial amount of money, 1.2 billion U.S. dollars.
Wow.
And their goal is to invest in companies that provide what they call protection.
Protection.
Across a range of sectors.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking about safeguarding people, assets, infrastructure, food production, energy, all these kind of critical areas.
So it's not just about like physical security, right?
No, it's much broader than that.
It sounds like they're taking a much broader view of what protection actually means in, you know, the 21st century.
Exactly.
But I mean, $1.2 billion, that's a serious chunk of change.
It is.
What kind of market opportunity are they actually seeing here?
Well, they estimate the global market to be worth around 1.5 trillion U.S. dollars.
Okay, so
huge.
Huge market, yeah. And with projected growth rates that vary quite a bit, depending on the sector, somewhere between 5% and 30%.
Wow. So they're betting on a future where protection in all its various forms becomes increasingly valuable.
It seems that way.
But why now?
Is it just a reaction to, you know, this general sense of unease in the world?
I mean, a part of it is definitely the current global landscape, all those rising risks we were talking about.
Yeah.
But they're also pointing to what they call a shift in investor mindset.
Oh.
Kind of moving away from just focusing on financial gains and putting more emphasis on operational value creation.
Hmm. Interesting. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure.
What do they mean by operational value creation?
Essentially, they're saying that, you know, in today's world, it's not enough to simply buy a company, restructure it financially, and then flip it for a profit.
Right.
They believe that successful investors need to have a deeper understanding of how to actually run and improve businesses.
Okay.
You know, actually roll up their sleeves and get involved in the operations.
So it's not just about financial wizardry anymore.
Exactly.
It's about combining that financial expertise with real operational know-how.
Yeah, I think that's a key takeaway.
But who are the people behind this fund? Do they have the kind of experience needed to actually pull this off?
Well, the team is certainly impressive.
Okay.
The chairman and senior partner is Ferdinando Nani Falco Bacalli, the former CEO of GE International,
oh.
Decades of experience at the helm of a global giant. And then you've got Rene Eichenberger, the co-chairman.
Okay.
He comes from a very successful private equity background.
So you've got the operational experience from GE and the financial savvy from the private equity world.
Yeah, a powerful combination.
That's pretty potent. But what about the specifics? What kinds of companies are they actually looking to invest in?
So they're targeting buyouts of companies with an enterprise value between 50 and 300 million U.S. dollars.
Okay.
And, you know, think of enterprise value as the total cost of acquiring a company.
Got it.
They're also looking at EBITDA earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization.
Right.
Which is somewhere between 10 and 30 million.
Okay.
That gives you a clearer picture of the company's profitability.
So we're talking about established companies, profitable companies.
Right, not startups.
Not, you know, early stage ventures or anything like
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
But are they looking for anything specific beyond just the numbers?
Yeah, I mean, they want companies with positive cash flow, which indicates a healthy financial position.
Yeah.
And they're particularly interested in companies with what they call synergy potential.
Synergy potential.
Meaning companies that can be combined or integrated to create greater value than they would have individually.
So, like, they might buy several smaller companies in a particular sector.
Exactly.
And then kind of merge them into a larger, more efficient entity.
That's the idea.
Interesting.
And they're also looking for companies with a drive for innovation.
Okay.
And potential for technology upgrades.
So they see themselves as more than just investors. They actually want to be active partners.
Yeah.
in helping these companies grow and adapt.
Yeah, it's a very hands-on approach.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, if they're so focused on operations, wouldn't it make more sense for them to just buy and run these companies themselves rather than, going through the whole private equity route?
That's a good question, and I think it gets to the heart of what makes Falco kind of unique.
Right.
They're really trying to bridge the gap between traditional private equity and operational management.
Okay.
They believe that their understanding of how businesses actually work gives them an edge.
So they're not just bringing money to the table. They're bringing expertise, experience, a network of contacts.
Exactly, a whole package.
Okay, so let's dig into the specific areas they're targeting.
Right.
They've mentioned four key market segments,
Yep.
energy protection, asset and infrastructure protection, data protection, and then food production, supply chain protection. What is it about these particular sectors?
Well, I think there are a few factors at play here. I mean, first of all, these are all sectors that are essential to our modern way of life,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
We rely on energy, infrastructure, data, food every single day. And as the world becomes increasingly complex and interconnected, the need for protection in these areas, it just grows stronger.
It makes sense. These are the foundations of our society, so protecting them would be a top priority.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing there's more to it than that. I mean, what makes these sectors so appealing from an investment perspective?
Well, they're all experiencing significant growth
Okay.
driven by a number of factors. The global push towards renewable energy is creating massive opportunities in energy protection.
Yeah.
The increasing reliance on data and technology is driving demand for data security solutions.
Right.
And the growing awareness of how fragile our food supply chains are
Right.
is leading to more investment in food production and distribution.
So it's a combination of essential needs and significant growth potential.
Exactly.
Sounds like Falco is betting on sectors that are, poised for major expansion in the coming years.
Right. They're looking to invest in companies that are well positioned to benefit from these long-term trends.
But it's not just about riding the wave of growth. They believe they can actually use their operational expertise to help these companies excel.
Right. Not just survive, but thrive.
Okay, so let's break down each of these four market segments in a little more
Okay,
detail.
sure.
What exactly are they looking for within each sector?
So starting with energy protection, they see a market worth about $450 billion
Okay.
with an expected growth rate of somewhere between 5% to 15% per year.
Wow.
And they see opportunities in a variety of areas like improving energy efficiency, protecting clean energy supply chains, grid security, even things like industrial heat pumps.
I'm particularly interested in this focus on clean energy supply chains.
Yeah.
It seems like we're on the verge of a major transition to renewable energy sources,
Right.
but if we can't secure the supply chains for, all the materials and components needed for these technologies, the whole thing could fall apart.
Absolutely. It's a critical point.
Yeah.
And it seems like Falco is recognizing that the transition to a clean energy future isn't just about developing new technologies.
Right.
It's also about building resilient and sustainable supply chains,
Yeah.
finding companies that can address all of the challenges in this space.
So it's not just about investing in solar panel manufacturers or wind turbine developers. It's about investing in the companies that mine the raw materials, transport the components, and manage all the logistics.
Yeah, the whole picture.
Yeah, so they're taking a very holistic view of the energy sector.
Right.
Okay, let's move on to their second market segment, asset, infrastructure, and physical protection. This is a much broader category.
Yeah, much broader.
They estimate it's worth around $700 billion
Massive market.
with projected growth rates of 10% to 20%.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Wow. What sorts of companies are they looking at here?
Well, a wide range of security solutions, everything from entrance control systems and fire protection
Okay.
to alarm systems, security services, infrastructure protection.
So protecting both, physical assets like buildings and infrastructure,
Yeah.
as well as people and information.
Right. It's a very broad category, and I think
Yeah.
it reflects this growing need for security.
Yeah, in an increasingly, interconnected and volatile world.
Exactly. But it's not just about traditional security solutions either.
Okay.
They're also interested in companies that are using new technologies
Okay.
like artificial intelligence and machine learning to enhance security and risk management.
So they're looking for companies that are at the forefront of innovation in this space.
Exactly. Shaping the future of security.
Okay. This is This is all incredibly fascinating.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a little break here, though, but when we come back, we'll dive into the remaining two market segments, data protection and food production supply chain protection.
Sounds good.
And we'll explore how Falco's unique operational edge might play out in these sectors.
Looking forward to it.
So don't go anywhere. Okay, so we're back and ready to unpack those final two sectors that Falco's focusing on:
Right.
data protection and food production supply chain protection.
Yeah, I mean, they really tap into some of the most fundamental anxieties we have these days, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will our data be safe and will we have enough to eat?
Right.
But, you know, these anxieties also present really incredible
Right,
opportunities.
for the companies offering solutions.
Exactly, which is exactly what Falco is banking on.
Yeah, so let's start with data protection.
Okay.
I mean, it feels like every day there's another story about a major data breach or some kind of cyber attack.
Yeah, it's relentless.
What's Falco's take on this landscape and how are they planning to navigate it?
So they see a market worth roughly $200 billion
Okay.
with potential growth rates between 10 and 30% annually.
Wow.
And honestly, I think those numbers are probably conservative given how reliant we are on digital
Right.
systems.
I mean, everything is digital these days.
Everything, yeah. So Falco is looking at a broad range of solutions:
Okay.
cloud security, traditional data protection measures, managed security service providers, even incident response management.
So not just preventing breaches, but also knowing how to deal with them when they happen.
Right, because they will happen. It's inevitable.
Yeah, that's smart. But what sets Falco apart? I mean, this is a crowded market, right?
It is.
We've talked about their operational edge, but how does that actually translate into value for the companies they invest in?
So it's more than just understanding the technology. It's
Yeah.
about understanding how to implement it effectively
Right.
within a specific business context.
Right.
A lot of companies, they don't struggle with choosing the right solutions,
Right.
but they struggle with integrating them seamlessly and managing them efficiently.
Right.
That's where Falco's expertise comes in, you know, honed over decades at GE.
So they're not just bringing like cybersecurity experts to the table. They're bringing people who actually understand how to build robust systems and processes.
Yeah, within these complex organizations.
It's almost like they're acting as a combination of investor and consultant.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
They're bringing a level of operational rigor that, you know, a lot of cybersecurity firms might lack.
Especially smaller ones, yeah.
And remember, they also have that top-tier consultancy as a strategic partner.
Right, that adds another layer of expertise.
So that's huge. It's one thing to develop cutting-edge technology, but it's a whole other thing to deploy and manage it effectively, especially at scale.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to food production supply chain protection.
Okay.
This is a sector that I think often flies under the radar,
It does.
but it's absolutely crucial.
Absolutely, yeah.
The pandemic really exposed just how fragile our food supply chains are.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you add climate change on top of that.
Right, more complexity.
Ensuring food security is a huge challenge.
It's a massive challenge, yeah.
So Falco estimates this market at about $150 billion,
Right.
with a projected growth rate of 5 to 10%.
So slower growth than some of the other sectors, but
Right, but still significant.
still very significant, yeah.
What are they targeting specifically within this sector?
So they're looking at improving the efficiency of agricultural equipment, water management systems,
Right.
reducing food loss and waste,
Okay.
focusing on logistics and distribution.
Right, because it's not enough to just produce the food.
Right, you got to get it to where it needs to be
You got to get it to people.
efficiently and safely.
Right, this seems like an area where their operational experience could be really valuable.
I agree.
I mean, they're not just investing in companies developing new farming techniques or food preservation technologies, right?
Right.
They're investing in companies that can optimize the entire chain.
From farm to table, yeah.
Exactly.
They're looking at the big picture.
And their understanding of supply chain management from their time at GE, I mean, that could be a huge asset.
Yeah, definitely.
It's fascinating how they're applying their expertise across such a diverse range of sectors.
It is, yeah.
It really seems like this operational edge is like the common thread that runs through all their investments.
Yeah, it's their differentiator.
But what does it look like in practice? I mean, what does Falco's involvement actually look like once they've invested in a company?
So they talk about a strict performance management cadence and discipline management practices, you know, developed at GE.
Right. So very hands-on.
Very hands-on. Yeah. Working closely with the portfolio companies to implement their management philosophies and drive operational improvements.
So active partners, not just passive investors.
Right. Exactly.
But are they like parachuting in their own people, or are they working with the existing management teams?
It sounds like it's more collaborative.
Okay.
They mention a network of over 100 industry experts and seasoned private equity executives who will be supporting the portfolio companies.
So they've got this whole network.
Yeah. And they also highlight their strategic partnership with a top-tier consulting firm.
Right. So bringing in even more expertise.
Bringing in more expertise. Exactly.
So it's like this multifaceted approach.
Yeah.
Combining internal expertise and external resources.
Right, like a support system.
Almost like they're building a mini ecosystem around each investment.
That's a good way to put it.
And that's a key differentiator, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they're not just providing capital, they're providing access to a whole network of knowledge, experience, relationships.
Especially valuable for companies that are, you know, looking to scale up quickly or navigate complex challenges.
This all sounds very promising.
It does.
But I'm also curious about potential downsides.
Okay.
I mean, are there risks associated with this approach?
Sure. Always risks.
Could their hands-on involvement be perceived as intrusive?
Yeah, potentially.
Or overbearing by some companies?
I mean, there's always that risk, right?
Yeah.
That private equity involvement can be disruptive.
Right.
Or even detrimental to a company's culture.
Right.
But Falco seems to be aware of this.
Yep.
They emphasize the importance of collaboration with the existing management teams.
Right. So working together.
Working together, yeah. And using their network of experts to provide guidance and support rather than, you know, dictating terms.
So trying to strike a balance.
Yeah. Balance between providing strategic direction.
Okay.
But also allowing companies to maintain their autonomy.
Right. I guess ultimately, only time will tell how successful this approach will be.
Exactly. We'll have to see how those portfolio companies perform.
Yeah. Which brings us to another question. I mean, what are the broader implications of this approach?
Hmm.
If they're successful, could this signal a shift in the private equity landscape?
That's a great question.
Will we see more firms adopting this hands-on, operationally focused model?
I think that's what a lot of people in the industry are wondering.
Yeah.
If Falco can prove that this model can be both profitable and impactful, it could inspire others to follow suit.
Lead to a more engaged and value-driven approach to private equity.
Right. With a greater emphasis on building sustainable businesses rather than just extracting value.
That would be a welcome development.
It would.
It would be great to see a shift towards a more responsible and sustainable form of capitalism.
Absolutely.
You know, where investors are actually contributing to the success of their portfolio companies.
And to society as a whole.
And to society as a whole. Yeah, exactly.
It's an encouraging thought.
It is.
And I think it resonates with a growing number of investors and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, people are looking for ways to align their financial goals with their values. And it seems like Falco is tapping into that.
Yeah, definitely.
This has been a really insightful conversation.
It has.
Before we wrap things up, though, I want to kind of bring it back to our listeners.
Okay.
Why should they care about this?
Mm.
What are the key takeaways that they can apply to their own lives and careers?
I think Falco's strategy is a really powerful example of how investors are responding to the challenges and opportunities of our time.
Yeah.
It highlights the growing importance of, you know, resilience, security, and sustainability.
Across all sectors.
Across all sectors of the economy.
So it's not just about understanding the specific investments they're making.
Right.
It's about understanding the broader trends that are shaping the world.
Exactly. Whether you're an entrepreneur, an investor, or just someone who's curious about the future, paying attention to these trends can give you valuable insights into where the world is heading and how you can position yourself
to thrive.
Yeah, to thrive in the years to come.
This reminds me of something you said earlier about Falco's belief that investors need to have a deep understanding of how businesses work.
Mm.
That seems like a valuable lesson for anyone, regardless of their career.
I agree. Yeah.
In today's world, it's more important than ever to have a solid understanding of how things work.
How things work, right?
Whether it's a business, a technology, a system.
Right, but it's not just about acquiring knowledge.
Right.
It's about understanding how to apply that knowledge
In practical ways.
in practical ways, exactly. And that requires curiosity, critical thinking,
Yeah.
willingness to experiment
Right.
and learn from your mistakes.
And these are all qualities that Falco seems to embody.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
they're qualities that we can all cultivate. They're the
Yeah.
keys to navigating this complex world.
And creating a future that is both prosperous and sustainable.
Okay, so we've spent this deep dive kind of exploring Falco's approach, their focus on protection, this unique blend of operational and financial expertise, and these targeted investments in these key sectors. But what does it all mean? I mean, is Falco just trying to capitalize on global anxieties, or are they on to something bigger?
You know, I think what's really interesting to me is kind of the underlying message here.
Okay.
They seem to be acknowledging that the world is changing in some pretty profound ways, and those old rules of investing,
Yeah.
the focus on short-term profits, financial engineering, all that might not apply anymore.
Right. Not in a world facing, these really complex and interconnected challenges.
Exactly. They're betting on a future where resilience, security, sustainability,
Yeah.
these aren't just buzzwords, they're essential ingredients for success.
Right. And they're putting their money where their mouth is, investing in the companies they believe are building those solutions.
That's right. It's almost like they're trying to redefine what it means to be a successful investor in the 21st century.
Okay, so it's not just about allocating capital. It's about actively shaping the future.
Yeah, I think that's a powerful idea.
It is, but let's bring it back down to earth for a second. I mean, what does this mean for, our listeners? Why should they care what a group of investors doing?
Because it's not just about Falco.
Okay.
It's about understanding those larger forces that are shaping our world
Right.
and recognizing the opportunities that those forces are creating.
So even if our listeners aren't, in the market for a multi-million-dollar buyout, they can still learn from Falco's approach.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, their strategy is a signal,
Okay.
a signpost pointing towards the future.
Okay.
It tells us what the smart money is betting on.
Right.
And that can give us some really valuable insights into the trends that'll shape our lives and careers.
It's like a roadmap highlighting the sectors and skills that are going to be in high demand.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
And it really underscores the importance of adaptability and continuous learning.
For sure, the world's changing faster than ever,
Yeah.
and those who can adapt and learn new skills, they're the ones who'll thrive.
Right. And Falco's focus on operational excellence. It's a good reminder that it's not enough to just have ideas or capital. You need to know how to execute,
How to build and manage systems.
how to solve problems.
Yeah, those are skills that are valuable in any field, not just business or finance.
So even if our listeners aren't planning to start their own private equity firm, they can still benefit from adopting a similar mindset, one that emphasizes problem solving, adaptability, a deep understanding of how things work.
Absolutely. Those are the skills that'll empower you to create value.
Whether you're building a company, leading a team, or just navigating your own career. This has been a really insightful deep dive.
It has been.
And I think we've uncovered some really valuable lessons.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your final thoughts. What's
Okay.
that one big idea you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the most important takeaway is that we're not just passive observers
Yeah.
of the changes happening around us.
Right.
We have the power to shape the future, both individually and collectively.
And Falco's story is a good reminder that we can do well by doing good. We can generate financial returns while also investing in solutions to some of the world's most pressing challenges.
Exactly. It's a powerful message of hope and possibility.
And one that I think we all need to hear right now.
I agree.
Well said. And on that note, I want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it informative and inspiring. And remember, the future is not something that happens to us. It's something we create. So go out there and make your mark on the world.